Yo, Sporksy Malone. Hey, see, as soon as I got to the hospital, the nurses told me I'm lucky to be alive. 3 weeks later, I get a blood clot in my chest. The shit nearly killed me. And now I'm back. You don't call me the king of the north for nothing. Watch this. Alright, so mommy used to sell herself. Drop a couple rocks into a pipe and light it up. Think I didn't come from hell. My old bestie said my head's gone, it must be mental health. But I got killers in my family, in case you couldn't tell. And I didn't wanna see them niggas, so I got it hella stealth. And when I saw those idiots, I told them by myself that I don't fear nobody. I've still got ops that want me bodied, but them man are still living in a cell. And if I have to go back there, I swear I'm going in. I pray a lot these days in case I have to sin. I tell them till my mouth goes dry and I need a drink. I sleep well these days, I never miss a wink. And no, I didn't catch the virus, though there's pain in my chest. A court case coming, fuck fame for a sec. I'm gonna have to stand and take judgment again. But I can look him in his eye, I have my baby to protect. Couple things I never said out loud, I've just been living with it. I gotta speak hard, though it's fucking with my spirit. A school tie around my neck and hanging from the ceiling. He burst into the room, I was embarrassed when he see me. So I put it to my wrist and yeah, I slit it. Didn't cut it deep, though I gotta say I shit it. Her mummy was a nitty, but when I heard she turned one of her customers into my dad, I gotta say I really nearly did it, but I told myself I would never do anything silly. I told myself I'd take it out on niggas that fuck with me. And that's why I never lost, and that's why I'm a boss. And that's why I was the first one to rep my city. I got fake friends talking like I don't show intelligence, like I didn't demonstrate due diligence. Man telling me about my residence, like I couldn't give a green light and leave no evidence. Ah, place in the Louis, waves under the Dewey. Skeleton Cartier, so I can see through it. See these levels to this British shit, and me, I'm top tier. Any talk of me not being a legend stops here. When the car pulled up, I knew that we was crashing. And at the point my life was meant to start flashing. I just blacked out, woke up on the concrete with feathers everywhere. The Montclair was ragged out, me I had it mapped out. Now I got bleeding on the brain, the same shit that killed my cousin. Yeah, I swear I missed Dane. Couple niggas turned out to be fake, but I'm too rich to argue these days. So I just give it space on the hospital bed. The morphine on me tripping, giggling at nothing, into reminiscing. Crashed doing 70 without wearing a helmet. Believing God or not, there's no denying a blessing. I was on the ward slowly healing. Lay on the bed and my chest was beating. The blood clot passed through my heart and into my lungs, and the pain was a deeper feeling. I shouted for the nurse, I could feel myself leaking with a face full of sweat. Could barely catch my breath, even though I knew I was hanging by a thread. I told the nurse that there's no way I'm dying on this bed, fuck that. Now I'm supposed to feel weak. For some reason though, I feel like a Wolverine. Like I smashed the side of the car up with my physique and left a big boy dent in the concrete. He put me in the newspapers and magazines. You better recognize a legend when you catch a sneak peek. It's not the first time I shed blood out on the street, but the way they taped it off, it was like a murder scene, huh? Fucking Bugsy Malone, 2020, the fucking resurrection. Yeah.